Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Bryony. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. Cameron, can you give us an overview of US-Pakistani relations?
The main point is that they have a troubled history of misunderstandings on both sides. And these misunderstandings kind of came to a head in 2011 when I was ambassador, when it became clear that we had real differences of approach. I think now we're in a new phase, and I hope that it can be one that's more productive.
Why do you think that mutual respect has been so elusive in the past?
It's a very good question. It's not for lack of trying. There are many Pakistanis of goodwill and Americans of goodwill who've tried to build the relationship in a positive way. And in fact, there are great friendships between our countries. That said, what we've had in the past is a relationship of the Americans being people who are funding Pakistan. If we can come to a place where we find that we have mutual interests and there's a simple sense that not one of us or the other of us is in charge, it could help the self-confidence of Pakistanis, and it could help the humility of Americans.
What's the U.S. doing in Pakistan with a drones policy?
The real issue here is counterterrorism. How do we and the Pakistanis fight terror? Pakistanis have had an estimated 40 to 50,000 victims of terror since 9/11, and 4,000 or so soldiers have died in the fight. That's more soldiers than we have lost with all of our allies in Afghanistan. So let's make no mistake, the Pakistanis have suffered under terror as well. The point is, are we fighting terror and the terrorists in the most effective way? The best way would be to do it together. A tool in that fight would be drones. The way we've done it so far is it's instead become an item of discord between us. I think it's key that our leaders in the military and intelligence and in politics get together with their leaders in all three of these areas and agree on a way to use this weapon that's most effective. One of the ways that would be useful would be to really look hard at the secrecy that we have used in drones, because it may be that if we can adjust our policy on secrecy, we can not only fight terror, but we can avoid some of the public diplomacy difficulties that we've had with drones.
In your opinion, what are the three priorities that need to happen to improve the U.S.-Pakistani relationship?
Big, big, big questions. And they're tied into other questions that are not just up to Americans and Pakistanis. The first will be that we will all watch the end of the conflict in Afghanistan and hope that however it turns out at the end of 2014, that it allows us to cooperate better on the security situation, because fixing the security situation in Pakistan doesn't solve all their problems. But if they don't fix the security situation, these other issues that I'm talking about, business, exchanges, opening up regionally, they are going to be hindered because of the terrorism problem. Second is that the Pakistani-India relationship remains on even keel and continues to improve. Finally, there's the issue of the broader kind of policy adjustment so that when we work with Pakistan, there aren't the hurt feelings that we've had in the past, that we haven't been able to achieve something that seems to have been promised, that we are realistic in a way that we can actually achieve some things that have eluded us in the past.
Cameron Munter, former U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.